Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Evo Bova. A-V-O-B-O-V-A.
Evo Bova.
Date of service is 7/26/2022. Date of birth is 4/10/99. This is a 23-year-old white male presenting himself with chief complaint of severe neuropathy that he has been diagnosed by other physicians, where the numbness and tingling are occupying his both upper arms and both lower legs, front and back. Non-stop constant. He reports he cannot hold a cup. He has complete weakness of the hands and he drops his phone, and he cannot sit without pain. He has a constant pain because of neuropathy. Bottom of the feet are extremely painful. He is unable to stand. And his history of present illness, Mr. Evo Bova was referred to advanced daycare by her physician from Insight Pain Management to advanced pain care for nerve damage and chronic pain management by Lisa
PASC.
That was submitted to us. His next were filled with all kinds of medications which he's been using. He reported that he's suffering from a chronic neuropathic pain which occupies both his arms and both legs, but not in the spine. There is no pain in the neck, middle back, or lower back. The pains are occupying front and back of both arms and both legs, both hands, both feet, and especially worse on the feet. And he has a hard time to stand and walk out. And it feels like he's walking on a spike, and his life is miserable. The patient reports that his pain feels like a sharp shocking throughout his system and into the bones, and it starts to stay continuously without any relief. He has been on Suboxone, which has been bothering him. These are present almost constantly several times a week, and I described the problem to be sharp. Modified factor for pain and numbness is the pain is worsened by coughing, sneezing, bending, walking, and improved by sitting, meditation, lying down, stretching, control exercise, helps. History of the past investigation. The patient did not check out anything, but had some EMG done, blood test done, and but no CT scan, MRI have been done. He has had muscle weakness of both the arms and both legs with a poor grip, and the numbness to weakness in the generalized. Worse in the bottom of the feet. There is no bladder bowel incontinence. Patient has a problem with his sleep. He sleeps for 4 hours. Mood is affected. 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is suffering from anxiety, depression, self-worth, and concentration problem. Denies any
suicidal thought or
homicidal thoughts. His ADLs are severely affected in the area of work. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10. Reports that he is suffering from weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling of the entire body, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue, anxiety, depression, panic, sleep disturbance. The patient is running, has ADLs that are affected in the area of running, gait, and walking, and doing yard work are affected. 7. Among all the ADLs, that he has tried physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, biofeedback, psychotherapy, physical therapy, massage, psychiatrist, alternate medicine, medications, and none of them brought complete relief. He's been to several pain clinics, several neurologists, and he's been diagnosed to have a peripheral neuritis. In the medical history and system review, patient reports that the neurological disorder is the positive convulsions, loss of sensations, back or neck pain, headaches, weakness. In psychiatric, it is positive for anxiety, depression, bipolar, type 1, ASD, PTSD, BPP, insomnia, schizophrenia. In musculoskeletal, positive for arthritis, scoliosis, and easy bruising. In the pathological history, positive for cleft palate surgery in 2000 and tonsil removal in 2000. Allergies to Haldol, Ruvispar, and Clonidine. Family history is positive for mother is alive with no medical problems. Employment status patient is not employed. He has been a bipolar and this is 9-year-old age. Disability, patient is disabled and receives a disability based on the psychiatric illness he suffers. Is still none. Personal history, patient does not drink. He does smoke half a crack daily and recreational drugs none. Physical examination. Well, before physical examination, we'll see if you can Dr. Mattie, who provides the seizure medication. Dr. Zaki is a neurologist who did the peripheral neuritis management. Dr. Sepak Bodhi, S-E-P-A-H-B-O-D-I, is an inpatient medical point in Ohio who expert on psychiatry issues. At Henry Ford Hospital, he has been seeing Dr. Larkin, who did a CT scans, but he was not located. He went there for seizure, CT scan for the head was done. But the report was not found. The physical examination was as follows. Dr. 630 over 92, heart rate 68, respiratory rate is 70, temperature 97.1, height is 5'8", weight 214. The gentleman is a 23-year-old white male of a good build, attention, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clinical colonicus. And the patient appears to be extremely anxious. And no acute distress, shortness of breath, or pain faces are observed. And dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Although he has a lidocaine patches on his bottom of the foot. And he is mobile independent without using an adaptive device. Rest of the physical examination from the template, including neurological examination. In the psychiatric exam, please mention the mood is low and the effect is low, and you have a good, decent insight and intelligent speech. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Entire musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template to track it, including sacral joint, completely normal. Extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template. Diagnosis. The diagnosis is as follows. General gait problem are 26.89. CNS are R42, R41.1, F32.9, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, ADHD. And peripheral neuritis throughout,
generally.
Plan of care is from the template, and the treatment plan is from the template.
Physical therapy,
yes, this doesn't refer to physical therapy to help with the recovery until the diagnosis is made. Non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication, Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily. Lidocaine patches 5% daily. For pain, I have provided morphine sulfate 15 mg once a day for 7 days, 7 tablets only. Non-pharmacological model teaches home exercise plan use reference to psychiatry use fitness club BS.
Review of the available MRI is other imaging references, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none.
Physical options, none. Reference to neuropsych. One issue is referred to psychiatrist to continue with treatment. Attended care and case workers, none. Past medical records have been ordered relief from home before after another person investigation. An MRI of the cervical spine. And an MRI of the brain, which are without contrast, and MRI of the brain is ordered. But it's like a basic pathology. To a neurologist, Dr. Gaston is ordered. The office was contacted and the appointment was made for further investigation with a nerve conduction test. DN is none. Education, yes. Follow up visit in 40 days. And personal support, yes.
Special.
Patient should continue seeing his therapist and a psychiatrist and a neurologist.
And basically, this patient doesn't belong to our office, and hence he has been discharged on the first visit with a 7 days treatment only.
He will be seeing all other physicians that have been seen, especially Dr. Mehti and Lisa, who referred her back to us. He should continue on Suboxone, I believe.
Thank you.